And we continue our readings from the book of God's Revelation. And coming to the mountain of lead, the man went up to the summit a mile above the level of the sea and waited. The word of the spirit of prophecy spoke again, saying, "The sixth message is revealed to you on this mount of metal. Let each minister ordained in a church of the consecrated sanctuary go out from the sanctuary grounds and teach of God's appearance and advent. Let each minister celebrate the communion of bread in peace, unity, and fellowship, according to the rites of the church, so that all people might share in God's blessings and love. Let every city, every town, every community hear of the true church, so that America and the nations might receive the blessings of God. Let the ministers oversee them according to the divine rites of the celebration of the true Eucharist of light. Let all the faithful be instructed in the ministry of righteousness. Let new chapels be dedicated and churches consecrated as prescribed by the canon of the church. By these means, the image and the word assume meaning on earth in union with God's image and word in heaven. As the ordained gather at the sanctuary, let the faithful gather under the Sun of Righteousness on the mounts and hills for the blessings of the morning star sent of the Lord at his second advent." And the man did write down in the liturgical books and in the canon of the church the manner prescribed by God's word, taking note of the sacred numbers of the ministry in accordance with the sacred times, for the renovation of the world by means of the power of the sun and the power of God's light from heaven. The man then walked to the church of New Philadelphia and stood near the cross marking it. And the word came unto him, saying, "John wrote, 'Behold, I come quickly. Hold fast that thou which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, which is the new Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. I say unto you, the Lord comes in light, in the sun of his righteousness, and the city appears with the whole host of heaven." And after hearing these words, the man went down from the sixth mountain.